Welcome to Cope and Tell, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentell.com. On this episode,
behavior at work. When it comes to behavior in the workplace and the relationship between employees and management, the Danish labor market is a little special. Due to the Danes' social confidence and trust, the manager's office door is always open if you need to discuss a problem. And in turn, management expects employees to discuss issues as soon as they arise. Flat structure and informal tone. Anthropologist Bjørn Nygaard mentions in his book, Kulturmodet på arbejdspladsen, Intercultural Competence som konkurrenceparameter. Cultural meeting at work, intercultural competence as a competition parameter. That a central part of the Danish working culture is the flat structure. An informal tone shared between co-workers, together with an almost invisible hierarchy between staff and management. This is something unique to Danish culture that Nygaard thinks is something newcomers to Denmark need to pay attention to. In Nygaard's words, a person's position in the hierarchy within the workplace is, in the ideal world of Danish culture, only related to a person's competencies. Things like gender, age, class, and ethnicity do not come into play. In Denmark, the person's competences are what really make or break a person's position. Therefore, the fact that each individual employee represents only themselves and their professional background, not their family or origin, is something that the Danes have grown up with and take for granted. Criticism and humor. An additional challenge in the workplace is that Danes may also be afraid to criticize someone with a different background, so as not to hurt their feelings or to make them feel discriminated against. Instead of speaking bluntly, they may use irony to get their message across. For example, if there is a job they are dissatisfied with, they may say something like, "It did not look very good at all. Ha ha. Could you possibly do it a little better next time? Ha ha." This humorous tone contains a degree of criticism that one can immediately feel is invaluable. But if you take the tone literally, the criticism may fly under the radar, and a specific improvement may not be achieved. If you are used to getting direct orders or solving very specific tasks, it can be difficult to decode what your Danish boss means when they say something like, "Don't you want to take this extra work?" If the employee says no, then this will be perceived as negative, even though the casual question may be perceived as non-binding. The workplace as a social arena. Danes also see their workplace as a social arena, where it is not only important to do the work, but also to socialize in the working group. Not only are the professional skills of the individual employee important, but the employee's social skills are, as well. By being visible at staff events, in the canteen, or at the coffee machine, the chances of successful employment are increased. Through social events, work tasks can also be resolved. This may be during the lunch break in the canteen, or when you meet at the coffee machine. The issues of the day may be resolved over a cup of coffee, or at a social event at the workplace, such as the annual Christmas party or summer party. These events give employees a unique insight into the company's various departments, as they will have the opportunity to talk with colleagues from other departments, while getting to know their own colleagues more personally. Christmas parties and other office social events. Often, decisions are negotiated, and networking is done during social times at work. Therefore, it is highly recommended for employees to participate in such events. Although it may seem awkward and time-consuming, some of these events may include marathons or cycling competitions against other companies, corporate parties for the whole company at which individual employees can socialize across departments, events for employees' families and children. For example, Christmas parties complete with a Santa Claus for the kids. Additionally, there are often two annual events: a summer party and a Christmas party. The Christmas party is a legendary tradition that most employees look forward to. This event usually brings members of the workplace closer together. But it can also have major social consequences, such as kissing a colleague while intoxicated. The Christmas party itself is typically held at a restaurant or on company property. Typically, food is catered. There will also be alcohol. There is an unwritten rule that workplace managers must leave the event before midnight. To prevent the unequal power relations between employees and managers from having consequences in connection with alcohol consumption at the event. The importance of reflecting on your work. In the Danish labor market, it is important to ask questions and reflect on the practices of others. It is important to individually take responsibility and not only follow collective decisions. If you come from a culture where you cannot immediately hit the ground running, then it may be a challenge to enter the Danish labor market, where it is implicitly expected that you can act individually, and that, if you have a good idea for an improvement in the workplace, you are not afraid to bring it up to a supervisor. You must be able to debate professionally with your colleagues and supervisors, but you should also be able to reflect on your own practices. Your individual identity is important, but you should also be able to understand the flat structure. It is important that you get to know your colleagues, as it is often in social situations that important work decisions are made. Book a spot on Copentel's World War II walking tour in Copenhagen. Take a journey back to the 1940s, when the Nazi German forces had occupied the Danish capital. On this guided walking tour, we will visit the city district of Vesterbro and the city center of Copenhagen. In the company of our historian Rune Edberg, who is specialized in the Second World War and the German occupation of Denmark 1940-1945, you will have the unique opportunity to visit some of the central places of the Danish freedom struggle during the Second World War. You'll become acquainted with the central themes and paradoxes of the period. Danes in the resistance movement and Danes in German service, which came to violent expression through assassinations and bomb attacks that divided the Danish population during the five long years from 1940 to 1945. We will stop outside at some of Copenhagen's most central locations and sites from the Second World War. This includes the former Gestapo headquarters at Schellhuset, where we will hear the story of the British bombing of the building on the 21st of March 1945 and its consequences. We will also visit the place where the resistance group Holger Dansk was founded and come past the dreaded addresses from which Hitler's henchmen ruled Denmark with an iron hand. You can book your spot on Copentel.com.
You have been listening to Copentel, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentel.com.